She could talk so much she could wear a hole in an iron pot.
This week on Alltunes, Prism Shores and Rick Sparks and the Enablers light a spark with new songs. Teresa Doyle and Jessica Gallant have something to say about the world, and we go back to the very beginnings of Billy McGinnis. He's ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to Isletunes for the week of December 8th, 2024. Take it and stuff it. The full range of PEI music, that is, into your Christmas stockings that likely don't have anything in them yet. Hey, you know, you can give the gift of island tunage, that is Isletunes, to loved ones, liked ones, barely tolerated ones. Just tell them to tune in, as it were, on the podcast provider of their choice. Best of all, this shiz is free, so you don't even have to cut into your holiday budget or lack of one. You can thank me later. I'll tell you how. In the meantime, Santa told me what y'all needed. Yeah, maybe a few million bucks, but he and I were thinking more in terms of Christmas songs done up here on the island, so in 2 weeks, you're going to get exactly that in the form of the Isletunes second annual Christmas episode. Following that, hitting the interview highlights of 2024 with a special retrospective hour of musician chats. That's happening December 29th. But if it's not time yet for toys that are shiny and new, you can at least get your hands on songs that are. Shiny and new, that is. Here's one example. Rick Sparks has the soul of a poet and the heart of a rocker, and the two have a way of intertwining thanks to his inventive lyrics set to catchy riffs. So far, with his band The Enablers, he's released 3 albums, and this single that came out November 15th appears to be a harbinger of album number 4. Oh, and the soul of a poet bit wasn't just some attempt at cliche appropriation. Rick actually did release a whole separate album of sung poetry under the pseudonym Hazen Halls. Not that we know anything about pseudonyms around here. Buckle up, baby, because you're about to race into this first of 2 recently released songs. This one's Car Crash Sequence from Rick Sparks and the Enablers, zooming past the warning sign that indicates an
Isletunes Rock Log.
Flushed by your desire, reconfiguring.
Admittedly, you might need a tourniquet after a car crash sequence. See what I did there? Ah, the joys of curating playlists for Isletunes. You never know what's going to fit together. You just got wrapped up in the dream pop of Prism Shores with Tourniquet, their second single off their upcoming album, Out From Underneath, slated to come out from exactly that January 17th. They're hailed as a Montreal band now, but their Prism started right here on the shores of Charlottetown, and these back-to-back new releases of theirs are follow-ups to their 2022 record Inside My Diving Bell. Incidentally, in addition to dream pop, their music is also referred to as English shoegaze, and that subgenre is a new one on me. Apparently coined in 1991, shoegaze quite literally landed in the lexicon because of the way purveyors of that genre stare at their feet and or pedals while seeming to be in a trance. Who says Isletunes isn't educational? While we're on Montreal by the way of island acts, and this segue was not planned, it's pure serendipity, Russell Lauder picked up from PEI and ended up in the Paris of North America to delve deeper into becoming, as their Instagram bio says, a producer, singer, songwriter, composer, multi-instrumentalist, karaoke connoisseur, and highly disciplined, undisciplined person. While music started as a hobby for the non-binary Russell, it soon fully expressed itself on Russell's first album, Think of Light, in 2017. 4 years later, their record Humor led them to being longlisted for a Polaris Music Prize, no mean feat. And on the heels of that came Fair Weather in 2023. This is a cut from the latter, and while Russell's output is often atmospheric and electronic, this one's got an almost banjo-style groove to it. And hey, I'm not the only one who's picked up on the Annie Lennox vibe present in all their recordings. Isletunes brings you Russell Lauder and Know By Now. If you don't know, you will in 2 minutes and 52 seconds. Russell Lauder, Know By Now, from 2023 on Isletunes, almost at the end of 2024. When the hell did that happen? Coming up, Akadi Lak advises against complicating life. Together, Jessica Gallant and Teresa Doyle demonstrate that we all don't have to be in a pickle. And Melvis is on the beat. You know that phrase, what you don't know can't hurt you? According to the Oxford Dictionary of Proverbs, that idiom ushered forth from a G. Petty in 1576. The actual quote is, "So long as I know it not, it hurteth me not." Well, G was full of C. We might not be able to trace exactly what happened on the island in 1576, but thanks to islandnewspapers.com, we can at least go back to the 1700s, and because knowledge is power, I give you This Week in PEI History. December 9th, 1965. Details of a meeting held by the West Prince Board of Trade the night before were laid out in The Guardian. Two of the ideas floated were the building of a seawall between the two wharves at Alberton South to provide more docking space there. Hey up Westers, did that ever happen? And the creation of a second national park on the island being set up in Prince County. Well, I know we didn't get that one, but we did just get Biduamgek established just this year through a chain of barrier islands that have archaeological and cultural significance for the Mi'kmaq people. I take it back. Seems the 1965 West Prince Board of Trade inadvertently got their national park after all. December 10, 1898. The Daily Examiner announced that the schooner Jeannie had successfully completed its journey from the island to Tilt Cove, Newfoundland, which is about 335 kilometers northwest of St. John's, as the crow flies for reference. Cargo unloaded included oats, hay, and livestock, including 13 head of cattle, 2 horses, 20 geese, 10 turkeys, and a partridge in a pear tree? Look, this stuff writes itself. The paper didn't specify how long the trip to Tilt Cove took, but it did say that the ship had come in about a fortnight ago, a fortnight, of course, being 14 days. Well, news didn't exactly travel as fast in the late 19th century, did it? December 14, 1940. The Charlottetown Guardian chronicled the 53-kilometer, they didn't have the metric system here yet, trek the day before of a Finlay MacDonald who bicycle, not chopper, from his home in Point Prim to Charlottetown because he was called in the next draft for 30 days training, despite being rejected by the Prince Edward Island Highlanders shortly after World War II started because of poor eyesight. Finlay admitted that he had gotten a ride from a motor truck for a couple of miles and that he had pedaled on not great roads through occasional light snowfall because it was cheaper than grabbing a train or a bus. Now that's dedication.
Bonjour tout le monde, c'est Patricia Richard de Sirène et Matelot et vous êtes à l'écoute de Isle Tunes.
Change, c'est pourtant plein.
Cadillac from their one and only album, self-titled by the way, from 1998, with Faut pas se compliquer la vie, Don't Complicate Life, Sur les Tunes de Lille, or is that La Tunes? I always get masculine and feminine mixed up, in more ways than one. Anyway, a Cadillac was the quatuor of Sylvie Toupin, Jacques Arsenault, Robert Arsenault, and Patsy Richard, as she was known back then. Patricia Richard is now one half of the powerhouse duo Sirène Matelot, the other half being Lenny Gallant. Well, as predicted, things down in the States have been a fustercluck since their election, and if you think it is now... This chaos likely extends to Pittman Center, Tennessee, the birthplace of Dolly Parton. But before you wonder where the hell I'm going with all of this, we have our own Dolly Parton here on the island in the form of Jessica Gallant. Yes, Jessica has been embodying the beloved backwoods Barbie on stage for several summers running. And like the OG Dolly's advocacy for women's rights, LGBTQ plus rights, animal rights, and more, this anthem for equality made its way onto Jessica's self-titled record of 2016. We all tend to lean toward embracing one another this time of year, but that's something we all should be doing the other months as well. We all. That's the name of Jessica Gallant's reminder, which kicks off this socially conscious
iTunes Rock Log.
We all gotta take a step back and recall how far we've come and had to fall. We all had to learn the hard way, had to crawl. But we don't remember that the first step was together throwing wrecking balls. We pin each other to the wall. Face to face, the human race. Do we remember what it's like to work together? Please remember, tear down the walls. Two hands and a heart that beats. How dare you all mistreat their lives? Right before our eyes. If you were colorblind or changed your frame of mind, you'd drop the gun. And we'd be one because it doesn't matter what God you love. We're all under the same sun. We all shake hands and praise the responsible for the injustice, one for all. We all take turns throwing fire through the wall. In a world where the smaller ones will fall, so you can stand tall. Together and stand tall. Speak for a child and their mother who lost each other because we turned against our brothers, bombing cities through conference calls. Two hands and a heart that beats. How dare you all mistreat their lives? Right before our eyes. understand the role we play in the chaos all around. One thing's for sure, if we don't look, the cause will not be found. No blame, no shame, no blame, no shame. No blame, no shame, no blame, no shame. Now we sold arms to every crazy despot in the world, who lost them to some rebel cause whose name we never heard. And now our friendly despot has fallen from our grace. We'll sell more arms to anyone who wants to take his place. More arms, more arm, more arms, more arm. More arms, more arm, more arms, more arm. Now the winners of this racket are always the same. It's the companies who sell the arms and the men who rig the game. And the crooked politician who's there to take a bribe, to keep the game afoot, no matter who survives. More lies, more bribes, more lies, more bribes. More lies, more bribes, more lies, more bribes. Are the families who lost their lands and home. 16 million refugees now condemned to roam. And the many restless youth among those dispossessed may find some rebel cause their anger to express. No land, no plan, no land, no plan. No land, no plan, no land, no plan. Now meanwhile, 80 billionaires have managed to squirrel half of all the wealth and resources in the world, which doesn't leave much money for the middle class or poor. And now those greedy billionaires, they want a little more. More greed, no need. More greed, no need. More greed, no need. More greed, no need. Now the problems of the world will not be solved with spies and drones. Everyone deserves to eat and a place to call their own. Health and education and a tax on billionaires. Justice for the dispossessed and a willingness to share. More homes, not drones. More homes, not drones. More homes, not drones. More homes, not drones. That we can't deny is the root cause of mystery. Or maybe we don't try to understand the role we play in the chaos all around. One thing's for sure, if we don't look, the cause will not be found. One thing's for sure, if we don't look, the cause will not be found. One thing's for sure, if we don't look, the cause will not be found.
And I don't even like pickles, ew, but I like this song. Teresa Doyle and The World Is in a Pickle here on Isletunes, and boy, is that the understatement of the century. Teresa started releasing albums back in 1987, the year I graduated high school, class of 87 rules. And of course, she's known on the island and way beyond for her Celtic stylings. She's even ventured into original children's songs, but she's also been known to layer social commentaries into her lyrics, and that formed the basis of her 2015 album, I Remember Canada, from which you just heard a selection. Teresa dedicated that disc to lovers of democracy everywhere. I'd love to hear Teresa update this particular song to speak on the current chaotic environment, but we do have her single Song for a Small Planet from 2022 as a follow-up. Okay, getting off the soapbox now, let's get back into the subject of subgenres, specifically rhythm, which descended from dubstep and is characterized by, according to Wikipedia, the source of all knowledge, minimalist sub-bass and triplet percussion arrangements. Riddim, as you might have guessed, being a Jamaican rendering of rhythm. Riddim is also the name of a 2022 single credited to Saffron Venti, whose voice does not appear on this instrumental, though its copyright, on Spotify anyway, is attributed to Melvis Onoriode. Plus, one could assume it's Melvis's visage on the single cover, and he does name-drop himself on the track. I'm confused, but it doesn't take much. Whoever did what on this recording, it's still a killer, and both Saffron and Melvis came to us from Nigeria, which I'm sure had an influence on the sound. Rhythm's gonna get ya on All Tunes.
Melvis on the beat. Melvis on the beat.
Saffron Venti and Melvis teaming up to teach us about rhythm via Isle Tunes. Still to come, rhyming is ugly as sin. Teenage Billy McGinnis fiddled when most teens were fiddling around, and the blueprints tell us who's been talking. You want Christmas concerts? I got Christmas concerts. You don't want Christmas concerts? I got regular ones too, including a 15th anniversary celebration from a band that's almost as famous for putting PEI on the map as potatoes are. Join me in harvesting some gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Tuesday, December 10th, it's Holland College SOPA Rockin' Country Night at the Trailside Music Hall. Wednesday, December 11th, it's 2 hours traffic and their 15th anniversary of Territory Tour with Gizmo. That's happening at the Trailside, and it is their only PEI appearance. You have been warned. Thursday, December 12th, Harmony House Holiday Kitchen Party featuring Alicia Toner, Mike Ross, Brielle Ansems, Trevor Grant, Carly Howell, and Joss Rayom. That's happening at the Harmony House in Hunter River, and there's two other shows on the 13th and 14th as well. Speaking of the 13th, Tipper Back Christmas is happening at Irish Cultural Center in Charlottetown, and Sarah Hagen Night Music also on the 13th at St. Paul's in Charlottetown. Saturday, December 14th, four shows happening that night. A Tyler Shaw Christmas at Florence Simmons Performance Hall, Luminous Ensemble Mysterium at St. Paul's in Charlottetown, Fiddler Sons Christmas at Surrey Show Hall in Surrey, and Absolute Losers at the Sportsman's Club in Charlottetown. Looking into next week, December 15th, Fiddler Sons Christmas moves to Kelly's Cross Community Center. Also on the 15th, a King's Christmas with Mark Haynes and Patrick Ledwell at King's Playhouse in Georgetown. December 19th, Island Jazz Christmas Quartet is happening at Baba's Lounge. December 20th, the Love Junkies are at the Trailside. Also on the 20th, Poet of the Common Man tribute to Merle Haggard featuring Lawrence Maxwell at the Harborfront Theater in Summerside. And finishing up the 20th, it's the Fiddler Sons with their Christmas show moving to Mill River Resort in Woodstock.
Hey yo, this is the Island Zone Hip Hop's heel, Adam Robbins, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
Isle Tunes F-bomb alert!
In case any of you get any ideas, you better know who you're dealing with. I'm the hootin'est, tootin'est, shootin'est bobtail wildcat in the west. I'm the fastest gun north, south, east, and west of the Pecos.
Play ugly when your life hurt. We freshen up the funk, call us Riker. Write bars with the charge, I'm electrical man. Keep your eye on me like a retinal scan. We do your body good like some vegetables can. With a glass of milk, so offensive that I slap myself. Raps are felt like fabric in a suit shop. Rabbit when the tune's hot. Rappers better move on, hang your hats up. Ain't no way to pass us when your presentation is basic and your raps suck. This is what I think of these rap crews now. Hit them with the ghetto blast, Bad News Brown. Get a little dough, and it's cash rules now. Fridge is overflowing, but won't pass food round. This is what I think of these rap crews now. Hit them with the ghetto blaster, like Bad News Brown.
Nobody rhyming like me.
Take your favorite rapper and times them by three.
He's still half the skill that we got.
Beastin' like Rocksteady and Bebop.
Nobody rhyming like me.
Take your favorite rapper and times them by three.
He's still half the skill that we got.
Making classics like CL and Bebop.
Still play ugly when your life's nice. Freshen up this fish, call it Soul Spice. Right ice like I got Mr. Freeze's hands. Said I tried Betty Sue, but these Barbarans are so nice. Let me take you down to Canberra Sands. They say I spit like I got extra glands, so damn. That be five-star bars like Rob Van Dam. We in the proximity, acting Simity Sam. Ayo, rappers telling lies like an energy can. Your women smell like they fucking pick clams. How we fucking make is jams like Smuckers. Hits like Darcy Tucker. Sex appeal of an old-ass trucker. Still they yelling, oh boy. That boy smooth as butter. When it's me and you, your mama and your cousin too, we can all be lovers. I'll be Charlie Wilson when the job needs done and I'm out. Nobody rhyming like me.
Take your favorite rapper and times them by three.
He's still half the skill that we got.
Beastin' like Rocksteady and Bebop.
Nobody rhyming like me.
Take your favorite rapper and times them by three.
He's still half the skill that we got.
Making classics like CL and Bebop. Underground beat producer, hit you with the freshest like a bouncy bazooka.
Hit him with a ball breaker, raps Jimmy Snuka. Never for the love, bitch, always for the moolah.
Call me Lex Luger, my lines are bionic. Head of this world and rhymes are phylogic.
Destroy when deploy, run point like I'm tragic. Smoke too much product, it's slightly psychotic.
Hypnotic like Biggie Small, swinging the watch. Got your rap group sounding like New Kids on the Block.
Like the end of a game, bitch, you facing the bosses. Be cautious and flawless, ain't taking no losses.
Rockets are about. We're bomb, we dope. Like her text is possessed by Sean P's ghost.
This is no Migos, not Drake, not close. Hey, who we yelling? Fuck you too, like CeeLo. Nobody rhyming like me.
Take your favorite rapper and times them by three.
He's still half the skill that we got.
Beastin' like Rocksteady and Bebop.
Nobody rhyming like me.
Take your favorite rapper and times them by three.
You still have the skill that we got.
Making classics like CL and P-Rock.
The rap duo Ugly as Sin on AllTunes with their cut Rhyming Like Me. That's from their 2017 record Shut the F*** Up, Donnie, and I hope we're thinking of the same Donnie. Oh, that's from The Big Lebowski? What would I do without Google? That's the method through which I can also tell you that Island solo rapper Adam Robbins paired up with Jeffrey Blakey to form this side project, Ugly as Sin, whose releases go back as far as 2014. Adam has since dropped two albums of his own that heavily infuses other passion, wrestling. Now, as I earlier noted, I was a teenager in the 80s, like totally. So I can tell you from personal experience that back then, most of us were more interested in going to the mall to buy records than we were sitting down and making records. But that's what Village Green native Billy McGinnis did. Coming from a long line of Bo Rosiners, Billy had just barely hit the teens by the time he recorded his first album, Fiddle's Favorites, and in his living room at that. It shouldn't be surprising that the 13-year-old went on to play fiddle with none other than Stompin' Tom Connors for 13 years. How fitting. This is Billy's first recorded composition named for Duke Nielsen, who was the bass fiddler for Don Messer and his Islanders, and a judge at Billy's first fiddling contest at the age of 7 held in Montague. It all ties together. I'm not clear on when this record was released. Some say 1983 because that's the year listed on the back cover, but that's only in the context of a fellow who contributed to the liner notes who wrote, "Radio people often get asked to judge talent shows. Such was the case in 1983 when..." One doesn't usually write about a current year as if it were past tense. There's no date on the vinyl itself either, but I would guess either 84 or 85. Doesn't matter, though. Not when the talent is this bodacious, 80s word. Jump back 40 years or so and enjoy Billy McGinnis and the Duke Nielsen Jig on AllTunes. For sure. Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Fiddler. Billy McGinnis, now an Ontario resident, showing us how it's done as a 13-year-old Islander on AllTunes. This is usually the point in the show where I bring you an interview with an island musician from the AllTunes studios, otherwise known as my basement. But you know what? I needed a break from interviews this week. How's that for full disclosure? Don't worry, I'm going to fill the time with even more PEI music. And double don't worry, assuming next week's interviewee works out, well, it's going to be a beaut. So what about this extra music I promised you? Into the instant gratification thing much? Fine, I'll indulge ya. Hey, I could have told yous to get lost instead, which is something that Drea McDonald suggested somewheres around 2010. Actually, she was suggesting Let's Get Lost, the title of the album she put out that year. It was recorded live off the floor in Brookvale between Hunter River and Victoria, if y'all don't have your PEI place names down, in November of 2009 with her Drea McDonald band, Thomas Mears on electric guitar, Mark Palmer on bass, John Mullins on lap steel guitar, and Joel Walker on drums. How about I hook you up with a title track? Who needs GPS when you've got Drea McDonald and Let's Get Lost on iTunes?
Recalculating route.
Hush up, I'm trying to listen to a song.
Thank you. you so long, honey. Just make it quick, make it clean. Cause if I only knew last night after I held you tight, you'd take me, you'd shake me and say, settle down, baby, let's wait and see. It's the same.
No, not General Mills, although now I want cereal. It's Arsenal Mills with their jam Same Old Thing on Altoons. That's lifted from their 2021 EP Love Sick and Broke. And if you're wondering what the serious F a name like Arsenal Mills means, it's a smush name of sorts for members Griffin Arsenault and Brad Milligan. There's two others in the band too, Josh McNeil and Ander Outerland. They all got together when we were just learning how to put masks on properly in 2020, themselves learning how to reinvent modern rock the way they envisioned it. In their ears. Though the EP L&B won for Music PEI's Rock Recording of the Year, the mill seems to have stopped turning, at least for now, but you can still catch Brad milling about in all kinds of original and tribute shows, quite often with Brooke MacArthur. To cap this cornucopia of compelling components, it's not at all unusual for a new band to map out a blueprint of where they want their career to go. And when just starting out, if you can book yourselves at a wedding, you're doing pretty good. That's what the Blueprints did, putting the icing on some I do's for their first gig after they got together in 1998 as the brainchild of Chris Rumbanis. But where lots of groups never progressed beyond that, those nuptials were just the beginning for these guys. Audience pleasing soon became their bag, delivering gig after gig of searing rock and blues that led to their 2006 album Blues with a Feeling, which scored them Music PEI's Best Jazz Blues Recording of the Year, as well as an ECMA nom. Granted, the Blueprints typically play bluesy favorites, and I don't typically play covers as a general rule. What can I say? I like to feature original work. Plus, covers present copyright poop I'd rather not step in. It's just that these dudes are so good, I can't help it. This one originated with Howlin' Wolf, and perhaps more famously with Robert Cray. But after you hear this version, for you there will be no other. This is Altoons bringing you Who's Been Talkin', as built from the Blueprints.
My baby caught the train and left me all alone. My baby caught the train and left me all alone. Well, you're my baby, but I've been doing you wrong. My baby bought a ticket as long as a ride on. My baby bought a ticket as long as a ride on. Said she gonna ride me long as I stay gone. See you go. Well, goodbye, baby. I hate to see you go. You know I love you, but I'm a cousin of it all.
The Blueprints on Isletunes, with the question first asked by Howlin' Wolf in 1960, who's been talking? Well, I have, at least in between this dozen songs. You think you're going to get all this information and charm out of some streaming playlist? Tis to laugh, Isletuners. Tis to laugh. Remember how when this episode started, I said you could thank me later for putting all this island music in your eardrums? Oh, you forgot already? Well, there are some costs involved in putting a podcast together every week, and then there's some promotion and all that other stuff. If you want to help me defray, isn't that a great word, defray, some of these loonies and toonies, donate some via PayPal, link in the description, or become a subscriber on Patreon for $5 buckaroonies a month. You can't even get a gallon of gas for that, but you can get expanded video interviews with PEI artists and clips of live performances. Patreon.com/Isletunes. Not to mention, when you give your peeps the Christmas gift of this show, which is free, it will totally even out your holiday budget. If there's a better win-win than that, well, of course there is, but work with me, okay? Direct all comments, suggestions, and requests to amj@isletunes.ca or the voicemail of 902-807-4250. Direct also recordings of yourself uttering an island catchphrase, which will be placed at the start of an episode. That's what Gordon Cobb did. You heard the proof an hour or so ago. Become an Isle Tuner by friending or at least acquaintancing this podcast on Facebook and Instagram, where not coincidentally I post links to where you can buy the music you hear here on the show, because it's not enough to simply amplify local tune creators by just playing them here. I could do that, but that's not going the extra light minute for you guys, is it? Musical contribution to the Isle Tunes theme by Kaylin McCauley and John Hasham. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaux. I'm Adam Michael James, and don't forget, episode full of Island Christmas music December 22nd, episode full of 2024 interview highlights on December 29th, that's 2 weeks and 3 weeks depending on what chronological unit of measure you're into. As for 1 week from now, well, what do you know? That's when I'll be back with more of this steamy, satisfying goodness, sure to warm you up, known as music straight out of PEI. Now that we've got that straight, Northumberland straight that is, don't get so involved in your holiday hoo-ha that you forget that ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.